listening to Dear Venus with your host, Venus Andrecht.
Hi, everybody. Hey, it's really nice to see you today. It's May 24th, 2011. And we have a little challenge today. All the lines are down at the studio, so I'm working through Skype. And this means you can't call in and talk to me in person today, so to speak. However, you can chat with me in the chat room. This is CTR's chat room. To get there, you need to go to contacttalkradio.com with the two T's in the center there. And you need to look for the chat room and sign in. It's also a new chat room. So, and I will be doing my best to, during the breaks, look over there and see what's happening. Can't promise you anything because it's going to be kind of overwhelming today. Since I don't take callers today, and that's normally the biggest part of my show. So I was just thinking earlier, gosh, too bad I have to rush so hard through the show. Well, I guess I got my wish. But here's something. I don't like to hear myself talk for too long. I get really bored with myself. So if I get bored or if I run out of things to say, I'll just say goodbye early. How's that? But probably won't happen, but who knows? All right. Oh, thank you in the chat room. The chat room is helping me. They are a great bunch. They're really friendly. You got to go meet them. I ask them for anybody who gets on the chat and wants to talk to me. I ask them to have you tell me what I always need to know, which is your question, who you're talking about. First of all, you, your name, your first name only is good. Hair color at the moment. What kind of work you do, how old you are approximately, and the same things for whoever you're talking about. Dead or alive, I talk to dead people, live people, whatever it might be, animals. And to state your question clearly and any other relevant information, and I will do my best. I'm going to be running like crazy around here. Okay, all right, let's see the show today. Do you have a hyperactive nervous system? Well, yes, I do. And is being put to the test today. But that's life, right? Okay, so do you have one? Do you have odd quirks or health issues? By the way, normally, like I said, you can call in to this station. I'm going to give you the number only because you'll hear this in repeats, and you'll want to know the number for my live shows. It's 1-877-230-3062, all countries. Don't call it today. The line's not working. But again, 1-877-230-3062. And those of you who are picking up on my syndicated shows in different places, I'm not live. In order to find my live program and the station I'm on, you need to go to my website, godisalwayshappy.com. GodIsAlwaysHappy.com. You can find that information there. All right. Okay, why would you want to chat with me in the chat room or over the air here, over online or in person? Because not in person. I do phone readings too. So why would you want to chat with me? Well, I'm a telepath. I'm an empath. I'm a medium, clairvoyant, clairsentient, clairaudient. I do all that stuff, and I work with people, like I said, over the phone in private sessions. I do a lot of that, and every show, I have a live show every Tuesday, and I take your calls, and I work with you online or over the air. Where am I? I'm all mixed up. I work with you on the air for free. Of course, it's not as long or as deep as I can do in a private conversation on the phone, but that'll cost you money, too. So you can find my rates on my website, godisalwayshappy.com. There's a lot of testimonials there in case you haven't heard me before and you're just dropping in. Okay, let's see. Let's start with this. Here's an email I got yesterday after I did a phone reading. This is a lady who I chat with periodically, and I'm reading this because I've just sort of advertised what I do. I work with people over the phone and in other ways. So we'll start with her note to me. Well, this is fun, slowing down, not racing like I normally do. This came from a lady. I won't give you her name, but She and I have been working together over the phone on her marriage, her divorce, her moving, her kids, the usual. She has a really interesting story about the marriage breakup, but I didn't ask her permission to tell it, so we'll have to tell that another day if she says okay. But I spoke with her yesterday morning, and after I do a private phone session, well, first what I do is when we first start the session, I turn on a clock, and I say, you watch the clock, because I'm so busy working, I forget, you can't count on me. And I say, anytime you need to stop, you just say, stop here, Venus, and I'll turn off the clock. So then what we do is I give each person a private personal mojo. Let's hope you've listened to me before. You know what my mojos are. We'll talk about those later too. But in just a basic thing here, it's really good energy that I throw at you for all different kinds of things, and it really does work. I get so many testimonials. They're just flying all over the place. But anyway, so after we did our work and I looked into her life and saw things and made suggestions and, you know, looked into what people were thinking and feeling. By the way, it was kind of interesting. I looked into one of her children, a two-year-old, and he wasn't, he's not talking like he should, and so she's been worried about him. And was very interesting looking through his eyes. He's an observer. He was just observing, watching, and then he'd take it back in his mind and think about it and go over it. And I think I said that people might say he had a mind problem or want to do something with him or put a name to it, but I just felt like he was a quiet person, that he would always be an observer and, you know, just follow along and see what happens next. It was really interesting just watching how he sees life. He felt bright, no problem there. But anyway, after that, I gave her a personal mojo, and I never know what's going to come through. I just let the beings do this, the high beings, you know how I do. I feel all the energy building up behind me. It's usually behind my right backside. Sometimes it comes in other ways. I never know, but then I'm just the channel. I just let it roar through me and hit you. So this lady says, thank you so much, Venus, 3 exclamation marks. Oh, God, Venus, I feel so good, so happy after your mojo. I can't stop smiling. I keep seeing golden lights coming at me with gold jewelries. 4 exclamations. Thank you so much. 3 more exclamations. So I love to do this. Can you tell? I love it. I love it. Okay, I did one on my brother this morning. I'll probably get to that and tell you about that. All right. Put my notes down. We do have a topic here, but since I don't have to rush, I'm not. Okay. Let's see. Where do I start my topic? Okay. We're going to talk about the hyperactive nervous system, and here's my story. I'm telling you my story because that's how I learn about these things. Things happen to me. I have adventures. Okay, I have a mitral valve prolapse, and what that is in your heart, you know there's a mitral valve? Some people have what's called a prolapse. It's not generally serious. It's like a flap, and it doesn't close correctly. So a lot of times people that have this, it flaps at odd times, and so you'll get your heart will flutter or jump around a lot or stop. You'll get racing heart. And I've had this, I remember getting it when I was 14. I think it came with my first periods and when the hormones activated or something. But I imagine I was born with a prolapse. So it's very common. And you can have other symptoms from it too. A friend of mine who's a healer, and she works over the phone, by the way, told me that I have a hyperactive nervous system, which includes the mitral. And by the way, if you want to know her name or phone number, how to reach her, just email me and just say you'd like to know the healer's name and phone number, and I'll send you on to her. My email, you can reach me through my website, godisalwayshappy.com. It's probably the easiest way because my name is hard to spell. So just look for it there on my website. So with my hyperactive nervous system, it sets off my heart. And, you know, like everybody else, we have spells in our life when everything just goes to heck. And you're under more stress than normal. Well, I have been for like the last 5 years. It started when my Sister Polly's son died suddenly, unexpectedly, when he went down in the ocean with a seizure and drowned. And then well, everything else just sort of happened from there. You know, my brother got leukemia, almost died overnight. And my mother, of course, had the long spell of lung cancer. We went through all of that, and she died. And then there were all the financial upsets and foreclosures and bankruptcies, and everything with so much of my family and others. Oh, it goes on and on. Anyway, it all affected me. You know, they're my family, first of all, and I'm an empath, as many of you are. I take on everybody's feelings, you know, and sensitivities. And so, oh, and then I had that bad bacteria. I forgot about that. That was in my gut for so many years and didn't know it, and I wasn't absorbing my nutrition, et cetera, et cetera. So I had a really bad spell. My blood pressure was leaping all over the place. I mean, it was high and low and zooming, and then the machine wouldn't work, and my heart was racing and jumping and stopping and almost beeping. And, you know, it's a little nerve-wracking. So I went to see my nutritionist, acupuncturist, down the mountain. I think he was kind of alarmed because I'd never seen him before. He didn't know me. But he thought I'd broken his blood pressure machine. It was so bad. And I told him, he said, well, have you ever had a heart workup? And I said, yeah, I did. And what they told me was everything is fine. I have slight mitral valve prolapse. But what they told me to do is I had to calm down. I said, well, if I could calm down, I would, you know. And he said, well, you know, with mitral valve, you don't treat the heart. You always treat the nervous system. And the nervous system is what I'm talking about today. And it's not just for people who have a mitral valve. I'm talking about anybody with nervous system problems, which can give you all kinds of weird symptoms and called by different disease names or diagnosis, let's say. So what this guy's been doing, he's been working to take all the stress off my nervous system. And there are other stresses, like I mentioned, and some of these stressors are, well, my family is rife with anxiety disorder. That's where your adrenaline just kicks off for no reason. You know, it does this for a lot of us. The fight or flight syndrome, you get scared and your adrenaline pumps up. Well, with some of us, it's a genetic thing, hereditary. It kicks off at weird times, maybe for no reason. And because you're in this freak out, you tend to put it on different things or for different reasons, and so you develop phobias about things. There's a long story to it. It's all involved with OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, and it's part of the worry syndrome, free-floating worries and anxieties. They're all of a family, and a lot of people have this. In fact, I just went on a period of time where I was studying for about a month and a half or so or two, OCD, anxiety disorders, hypochondria, that can be a part of it, et cetera, the things I just talked about. I tell you what, after I read some memoirs by people, I thought, geez, I'm not bad. They really had it bad. And I also read some of the medical books on it. And by the time I got through, I thought, well, that's enough of that, man. I've had enough of that. I've had enough of that. But I kept feeling weird, and I kept feeling like I was on the verge of going crazy sometimes, like right on the edge. I'm going, what's wrong with me? You know, I'm doing everything I know to do for this. I know how I am. I'm basically a very stable person. Even my doctors agree with me on that one, I want you to know. But I do have this disorder, a family genetic thing. But then I realized why I was feeling so nuts. It's very simple. You know how I get into you, I become you, and anybody you ask me to look into. And that's how I'm able to do what I do, along with the other abilities I have. Well, I realized just this morning, well, when I'm reading people's books that they've written personally about their lives, I take on them. Even though they wrote the book, I'm not talking to them or anything else. They are in the book, their essence, and I take them on. Or maybe I go to where they are. I don't know. I haven't thought about this before. And so I went, oh, my gosh. So I had to shake that off and get rid of it. By the way, if you're a hypochondriac or you think you are, I took the test for that because I thought maybe that's what I was too. Because when I was a kid, that's where I got fixated because everybody around me was really sick and supposedly dying and, oh, everything was happening. But I took the test, and I'm not one, I want you to know. I was very pleased about that. In fact, they had this list of questions, and one of them was, I said no to all of them practically except one, which was, oh, what was that question now? Do mysterious symptoms worry you? And I said, yes, yes, that's the only one that does. And then they said, well, you're not a hypochondriac. And one of the questions also was that, are you on the net a lot? Are you Googling diseases and symptoms a lot? And I said, yes, but only when I have mysterious ones. So that doesn't count. So I'm not a hypochondriac. I thought that was pretty funny. Okay, because I do get a lot of mysterious symptoms. I think a lot of them come because of my sensitivity. And you, if you have a hyperactive nervous system, are a very sensitive person, and vice versa. It works both ways. So let me see where I am in this. All right, next sheet here. All right, so what this guy is doing for me, I'm going to tell you what the nutritionist acupuncturist is doing for me so you can think about this for yourself. He's removing all the stress he can from my nervous system, like allergies. I found out for sure that I'm definitely allergic to dairy. I had a blood test, and then I stuck to the no dairy thing for a while. And I thought, oh, you know, dairy's in everything. And I started letting it creep up on me little by little, eating more and more. One day I went to see this man. And he says, wow, what's going on with you? He says, you have edema. It's all through your legs, your stomach, and your hands. The nurse says, wow, your face is puffed up. I didn't look any different to me. And I knew I didn't feel good, and my mind wasn't acting well. It was jumping all over the place. And he says, wow, what's going on here? So we did some muscle testing, and then he went in the other room, brought back a little homeopathic remedy, gave it to me, came back in 10, 15 minutes, and all that stuff was gone. And he said, you want to know what it is? And I said, yeah. Well, it was the antidote to dairy. So I found something that can not only blow me up and make me have more weight, but it swells my brain too. It makes me feel nuts. So you need to check for your allergies. The structure of your back, your bone structure, the muscles. Occasionally he'll do needles to relieve certain muscles or bones in my back. He even used them on mental issues, because he can use the needles to take mental problems or things out of the person's mind. And he did a bunch of stuff with me, but didn't work at all. He said, well, that just means your troubles aren't mental troubles. They're all physical. So I was kind of glad to hear that. And then I told him how I had fallen in love with gin, the drink, G-I-N, gin. And the reason I did, I think I've told you this story before, the reason I did was because all my old lady friends who drink gin seemed to be so old and so happy and so healthy, and they kept telling me, you got to drink gin. So I tried it, you know. I was feeling terrible, and nobody could help me. I wasn't getting all this stuff under control. So I mixed up myself a little gin. I didn't know what I was doing. I want to tell you that I used 4 jiggers. So that, I believe that's 4 ounces of gin. People tell me that's an awful lot of gin. I didn't know. And then I mixed it with some squeezed lemon and some stevia, the herb, and some, I think I used Perrier water, in a huge glass. And I drank that. Boy, I felt so good. Well, and then I learned I was overdoing it. So now I'm down to 1 or 2 shot glasses or 1 or 2, what are those little things, a day. And a lot of times I don't even take it because now I'm able to know if I need it. But anyway, I mentioned to this nutritionist, I said, I have to confess, I'm in love with gin. And he says, you are? I said, oh, it makes me feel so good. And he said, I know what's wrong with you. He says, you know how I know? I said, no. He said, because of the way gin affects you. He said that people who lack a neurotransmitter called GABA, that's G-A-B-B-A, G-A-B-B-A, that lack this neurotransmitter, are not able to relax. They cannot calm down. They just go round and round and round and round in their heads and in their bodies, and they're just worn out. I said, that's me. I said, on Jen, I just feel so relaxed. I don't feel goofy or dizzy like I do on wine or something. I just feel relaxed, and it feels so good. So he tested me, muscle tested me for GABA, and yes, I definitely needed it. And he said with GABA, it's a genetic thing. He says it usually runs in families. And he said there's a lot of GABites out there, people who need this. And he gave me GABA to take. So I take it in pill form. It's all natural. The thing with GABA is he was really shocked because my GABA reservoir filled up really fast. GABA can have a side effect. It's not dangerous, and it's rare, but I got it. After I've been taking it a while, gave me terrible gas. I mean, I couldn't go out in public. Foo, pooey! Like big brown potatoes hitting the wall. whoa! And then I had a few other side effects, like feeling like a niacin flush and feeling very weak and funny for maybe 10 minutes. But also what happened, that started to happen later when I was full, but I didn't realize it. I'm telling you this in case you decide to try this. Then I started feeling really tired during the day, and I kept thinking, what's the matter with me? Am I sick? What's wrong with me? And then I could hardly wait. I'd get up in the morning, could hardly wait till afternoon so I could fall into bed for a nap, which I don't normally take naps. And I'd sleep like a big hog in mud. Hoo-wee! I could hardly get up. I'd say, what's wrong with me? It was the GABA. So I had to stop it for a while, and now I'm taking one every other night. We'll see. That seems to be working better for me, but I have to watch it. I listen to my body very carefully. So let's see, what else? Oh, he said, Jen works because it produces GABA in your brain. That's why it works. Like valerian does the same thing. So does Xanax, X-A-N-A-X. You know that the drug Xanax does the same thing. You know, when I was looking at the gin one day when I was fixing my little drinky, and I thought, you know, this is my medicine. It really felt like that. But again, I only take it if I think I need it. When I don't need it, I feel like I don't have an interest in it. And the truth of it is, I don't think wine agrees with me. I love wine, but I think I can only drink it every once in a while. Are you out there? Oh, my whole screen. There we are. My screen just went blank. But you're back. You're back. I thought, oh no, is my computer bored? I got to tell you my brother's story. I went uptown to see my brother Jim today, and I've told you his story before, but in brief, he's the one that worked 3.5 years. Oh my gosh. I just heard from the studio. They said, ready for a break when you are. I totally forgot. I've just been here chatting away with myself. Let's do this. Let's take a break. I'm going to read what the part of the chat room I can get to. And when I come back, I'll tell you Jim's story, and we'll do whatever comes up, okay? Break time. Venus Andrecht with the Dear Venus Show.
Do you know that all of the Dear Venus shows are archived? You can listen to them anytime. To find the Dear Venus Show with Venus Andrecht on iTunes Podcasts, the archived shows, or to have the current show emailed to you each week, go to Venus's website at godisalwayshappy.com. Click on the radio section on the homepage. That's all there is to it. You can have Venus with you anytime, all the time. You may start to feel like she's moved in with you. You can find her archived shows at godisalwayshappy.com in the radio section on the homepage.
Would you like to have Venus's great mojo energy in your home all the time, influencing and helping you in many ways? Well, you can have that energy. Venus puts good mojo into every painting she creates, and when you purchase one of her paintings, at your request, she'll put in an extra special mojo just for you. She'll write your mojo onto the back of the picture and sign the painting to you from her. To see Venus's work, prices, and how to request your personal mojo, please go to artmojos.com. That's artmojos.com. You'll feel better just looking at the mojo-filled artwork on her site. Try it and see. Artmojos.com.
Hi, this is Venus. You know what mojos are. They're huge, good energy of all different kinds that I gather up from the universe and toss to all of you on this radio show. You also know that I have 8 more, well, what I consider rather impressive mojos that you can listen to over and over on MP3s, downloaded off my website for a nominal fee per mojo, and that I have a special running on all 8 mojos for $20 off. You can find the mojos and the mojo special on my website, godisalwayshappy.com. But here's something new. You also know I do private phone sessions where I dig into your problems and I talk to your people, dead or alive, to get information. And I work to change situations and bring good things into your life. But did you know that I've started doing something special after each phone call is completed? After I turn off the clock, I ask the beings to bring through a personal mojo for you. Then I toss it to you. It's a free mojo, especially for you and for nobody else. I'm getting lots of happy reports about these free personal mojos. If you're interested, you can set up a regular phone session with me. That includes the free mojo by going to my website, godisalwayshappy.com. Go to the home page and click where it says readings. Why am I doing this? Because I like to do it. I hope we'll be chatting soon.
Money isn't a thing, it's an energy. Do you need more of it? Could you use a dose of good mojo, good energy, so money swirls into your life whenever you need it? In Venus and Summer's Flow Dreaming teleclass, they shower you with strong manifesting energy around your personal financial wish to help pull it into your life. Check out the monthly Flow Dreaming class with Venus and her daughter at flowdreaming.com, FLOW dreaming.com, and look under workshops.
You're listening to Dear Venus with your host, Venus Andrecht.
Hey, welcome back to the Dear Venus Show. And if you've just joined us, you know, we don't have phone lines live today, but I'm looking at the chat room and I'm doing a lot of my own chatting and we're working through this and hopefully having a good time. I'm talking about the hyperactive nervous system. I noticed on the chat line, Lisa asked for some natural remedies for anxiety. Well, that's what we're doing here. Let me just finish up with what I've got and then we can go on to other things. I was going to tell you Jim's story. So my brother Jim, took him 3.5 years to get his stationary mobile kitchen up because the county, the economy, the banks, everything went down just as he was getting his big restaurant ready to go on the property. He's had nothing but trouble, and now the weather's been bad. It's an outdoor thing, and people haven't been stopping as much because the weather's so bad, and he is just freaking out because of money and all kinds of issues. I went up to see him this morning, and he is OCDing. I said, Jim, you are OCDing. You are OCDing. He says, hi, I am. He's hyperventilating. He was falling against his restaurant walls. He hasn't been able to eat. His clothes are hanging on him. He hasn't been able to sleep. I know a good case of OCD and anxiety disorder when I see it. Everybody in my family has it except my mother. I used to have it so badly that I weighed 98 pounds for most of my life, and then 107, and I wish I could say that now, the weight. I certainly don't want to go back to what I was, but I have been learning right along what to do. So what I did with Jim, I hauled him outside under the sun for a moment. The sun finally came out, and I just started talking to him. You know how I do. And I started putting some good energy on him without mentioning him, but just talking him down. And I had brought him 3 GABA that I mentioned to you, and I told him how to use it, how to take it. I got him to take a pill. I said, if you need more, take more. I told him if he gets too tired, he's had too much. And then before I left, I gave him a good mojo, you know, where I throw the good energy on him, and I whooped and hollered and carried on through it, and he says, that guy's watching you over there across the street, he's watching you. I said, I don't care. Anyway, Jim was laughing, and he felt pretty darn good by the time I left. And when I got home, he left me a message saying that the GABA must have kicked in, that he was feeling pretty darn high, felt pretty really cool. He had a real buzz on. I don't know if it's the GABA or the mojo or maybe both. B12, I'm going to get some B12 shots. I got a prescription from my doctor. I had Dr. Ron, my brother-in-law, give me one. Whoa, it helped me so much. I couldn't believe it. B12. Google B12. It works for all kinds of nervous problems or anything to do with your nerves, and a lot of people are very deficient in it. I'm also taking it under my tongue, along with folic acid and B6, but that takes a slower time to work. And if you're really deficient, and you may be if you're older, if you're elderly, if you've been through a lot of stress, if you have a bigger need for the B vitamins, check it out. And I also take B complex, the standard process B complex. I get that from Dr. Ron. By the way, somebody was mentioning on the chat line that the chat room, my sister Polly and her husband, Dr. Ron, do have a nutritional program for anxiety and all of this. In fact, I called my sister right away after I'd seen Jim and said, oh my God, he's over OCD and you got to get up there. I said, take him calcium, magnesium, and your B complex. And she was pulling together some other things. And so somebody was calling in on my Skype. Please don't call me on the Skype. I can't do that now. So anyway, it threw me off. I've got to get my mind back here because all I hear is a beep, 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 a beep, beep. Anyway, so if you want to know about the nutritional program for anxiety disorders and everything we're talking about, the nervous system, just email my brother-in-law, Dr. Ron, and you'll probably get Polly. It's at insightdoctor, INSIGHT, at yahoo.com. Insightdoctor at yahoo.com. Okay, so probiotics. I'm also taking probiotics because I had that bad bacteria. If you don't have the correct bacteria, I hope you can still hear me because I just declined whoever was calling in. Then you can't produce vitamin B complex, which you really need. So you need to find out what's affecting your nervous system to just go over it. Allergies, vitamin mineral deficiencies, neurotransmitters, that's GABA, serotonin, various things. You may have a hormonal problem. You may need bioidentical hormones. I was also very low in potassium. Many people with high blood pressure need potassium, especially if you have high blood pressure on both sides of your family. There's often a potassium lack. You can get that in a health food store, online, whatever. Okay, let me see here. Got to do a couple more things. Need to tell you next week's show, which should be up and running with live calls. But May 31st, 2011, I call it the Big Money Show. Big Money Show. Mojo, mojo. And I'm going to talk to you about how I think up ways to make money, what I'm doing now. Because I always have all kinds of ideas and things going. And I'll throw out a money mojo and I'll work with your money problems and whatever we need to do. And some of you may not know this, but on my website, I do have an MP3, How Venus Makes Money. And in there, I tell you my past, so you believe that I really do make money, because I can make tons and tons of money when I put my mind to it. I talk about that and my mindset, and I talk about how to do it, what to do. I make suggestions. It's about an hour. You can find it there. It's for sale on my website, godisalwayshappy.com. Look under the mojo section. You'll find it there. Oh, and I'm always looking for more Facebook fans. I do have a friend site, but I don't really work there for technical reasons. So if you would look me up on Facebook, please go on my fan site. That's where I do all my talking, and that's where I tell all the interesting things that happened to me. I just had a little party for myself this past weekend for my birthday, and my sisters got together and really pulled a little fun something on me. I think I'll put that on the fan site. It was pretty funny. Everybody said I was a really good sport, so you can imagine what they did. Look under Venus Andrecht, A-N-D-R-E-C-H-T, for my fan site. All right, you know, I just feel like I've been talking and talking and talking. Let's do this. Let me just talk to somebody on the chat room. I haven't been able to get through the whole chat room because there's a lot of you over there and I don't have enough time during the break. But Nancy is over there and her dog just died. And she's very distraught, as I can imagine. I've certainly been there myself many times. She said his name is Tyler. He's brown and white. He's 11 years old. And he had a piece of metal in him. She doesn't know how it got there. And he's died, I guess, because of the metal. Anyway, what I'm going to do, I think this is pretty recent. So we'll see if I can find Tyler. So first of all, I'm going to go into Nancy. Nancy, 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 Nancy. There you are. Okay. What I do is when I'm looking or working with somebody, I go into your head because she's already asked the question. I know I have permission. I always ask permission. So I'm going into Nancy's head and making a connection. Sometimes people feel me do this. And then I'm going to go into Tyler. I'm going to look for Tyler the dog, brown and white, Tyler, 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 Nancy's Tyler. Oh, I see a lot of teeth. Did he smile a lot or bark a lot? He's showing me a lot of teeth. I don't know why that is. Okay, so Tyler, can I come in and have a chat with you? He's just running and running and running and running. He's running because he feels so good. He's leaping and running, leaping and running. I'm getting the sensation that he felt really bad before. I guess he would, with a piece of metal in your stomach or where it must have been. Stomach, guts, did it move all the way through? I don't know. I feel real heavy through there. I feel like it may have ripped something open in his stomach or his gut with bleeding and maybe some fecal material that came in. And do you know you're dead, Tyler? I don't know if dogs understand dead, but how do you feel about what's happened here? Well, Nancy, what's happening is he's just so new to this. He's just running everywhere. Here, there, the sky's the limit in his mind. It's like he's leaping, leaping through the sky, running, 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 just running, running, running. That's the main thing he's doing. He's so excited. He hasn't really come down to earth, so to speak. Do you realize you're not, can you go get with Nancy when you want to again? Do you know that, Tyler? Are you aware of that? Yes. Yes. Yes, but Nancy, so all I can tell you at the moment is that dogs are often very simple, and that's all I see going on, but he's alive and well on the other side. He's having one heck of a time. He's so enjoying the freedom. Was he a dog that really loved freedom or running, or did he want to? I don't know. I don't know. All right. Let's see what else here we've got. Here's Nancy. She's talking on the chat line. I feel you, she said, coming in. And then she said, yes. She says, I'm in tears. Yes, it did. I think she meant when I said, did it rip him or cut him in some way? And then she, let's see. yes, it did. She says, I am so happy because he was in so much pain. Yeah, he would have been. He would have been, but he doesn't have that pain at all now. Maybe he's running and leaping like that because he feels so good again. It's very pronounced what he's doing. Oh, okay. Thanks, Nancy. All right, let's see. I'm looking at the time here. Why? Time flies. I thought I would just read a few emails to me. Also, I got to throw you out a mojo. I can't forget that. Here's one from a lady named Teresa. I loved your mojo at the end of the 727 show. That must have been 72710. It made me tingle and smile while listening to the archive. My computer slowed down a lot. You must have been sending a lot of energy out. Well, probably so. I don't remember that mojo. But you know what? That reminds me of something. There is a lady who named Elizabeth. Let's see if I have it in the pile here. Oh, yes, indeed. She wrote me. She said, hi, Venus. Just listened to your last show on archives and loved it. It was very brave of you to read the emails that were critical of you. Yes, I think so. And it gave me courage to hear your feelings about it and how you deal with it and to know that you are a person just like the rest of us who hurts and who is confused by others' actions. I had emailed you a while back wondering if anybody had kept track of the mojos that you throw out in your shows and put them in a guide. You said no. So I kept track of some. Here they are below. I keep the info listed on a piece of paper on my desk. And when I need a specific mojo, I can find it in the archives, which I have downloaded into my computer. It is very helpful because I can go straight to the specific mojo I need. The times listed are approximate. And she's got them 1-11-11 all the way through most of May. And she's got the different mojos like money lottery, love, unblock head, good health, talents pulled together, yada, yada. If you want a copy of this, email me and ask for it. Just say radio show mojo guide in the title. Otherwise, I might not know what you're talking about. Radio show mojo guide, and email me venus@venusandrek.com. You can also find me on my website and do that. This is from Elizabeth Winter. I hope she doesn't mind if I use her last name, but I mean, she was so good to do this that I want you all to know about her. I got to read you something funny. This came from a lady named Lucia. Venus, I've just been listening to yesterday's show. That would have been May 17th, 2011. And you cracked me up. The email from the lady who was skeptical about your conversation with Diana. All that stuff about the cats and Ramona, too funny. It never ceases to amaze me what people will say. Unsolicited comments they will offer without compunction. Speaking of which, I have heard a few gems in my time. And here's one of them. She says, I was waiting for a bus last summer to go to work. I was dressed smartly in black dress pants, as you would say, and a blue long-sleeved shirt, which is to say I wasn't dressed in a provocative or revealing manner. A man also waiting for the bus said he hoped I didn't mind, but I looked amazing, and it was further proof that God was a man. God was a man? She says, not much you can say to that. And then she said, here's another one. A girl at work asked me if I had had butt implants because she liked my butt. She didn't remember having this butt when we worked together a few years ago at the other funeral home. Don't you love it? I told her that's one thing I don't need is butt implants. This butt has been getting me into trouble since my teens, and believe me, it is 100% real. Good thing having a butt is fashionable now. Keep up the good work, Venus. We love you. Well, I love that. Okay, break time. I'll come back. I'm going to choose a winner for a reading with me. Toss out a mojo and do whatever. You know what? Time flies. I'm amazed. Time flies. Venus Andrecht with the Dear Venus Show.
It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
It is the feeling that you bring forward. It is your emotional connection that really sets the tone for what is going to be happening to you and for you. And you know that feeling when you touch it. It just spreads through you.
Thank you. You have given so much hope to people.
Thank you.
I'm Summer McStravick. Join me at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern for Flow Dreaming here on ContactTalkRadio.com. It'll change your world.
Hello, this is Venus. My acupuncturist and my doctor all say the same thing to me. I can't believe the age you are. You look so much younger. One acupuncturist often tells me, if you would just dye your hair, you'd look 25 years younger. You don't have any lines on your face. Well, yes, I do have a few, but I've been taking a safe, all-natural youth formula for 10 years now. That's my secret. It's amino acids in a patented stack that prompts your body to release its own human growth hormone, safely and naturally. And our natural HGH is something that keeps us looking and feeling younger and healthier. To read my story about how this formula started working for me and where to get it, please go to my website, godisalwayshappy.com. Then go to the home page, look under Venus's Health Secrets, and click on the photo of the bottle that you see there. When you start taking it, give the formula some time to work its magic. I tell my friends not to reevaluate their results for 6 to 9 months. Do that, and you might be happily surprised. And you know what? You may be happily surprised long before the 6 months. Your young looks and good health may be easier than you think. And won't it be fun when you go to your high school reunions?
Become a power manifester with Summer McStravick's complete Flow Dreaming Library CD set. Finally, here is a real practical technique that you can do in 15 minutes a day to activate the law of attraction in your life. No meditation, no long learning curve. Summer shows you how to easily start rewriting your energy patterns now. Go to flowdreaming.com to listen to actual excerpts of the CDs as you become a power manifester. Visit flowdreaming.com.
You can reach Venus for your own private reading by visiting godisalwayshappy.com and using the contact form to reach Venus. You can also enter to win a free psychic reading with Venus by signing up for her blog or newsletter at godisalwayshappy.com. Venus draws winners' names each week. Plus, you can follow her very interesting life. That's godisalwayshappy.com. Listening to Dear Venus with your host, Venus Andrecht.
Hey, welcome back to the Dear Venus Show. And, well, running out of time again. All right, I'm going to announce the winner for a free 10-minute phone session with me. To get in the pot, you know what you got to do. You got to go to my webpage, my homepage, look for a newsletter, and sign up there. That's all you have to do. You get in the pot. Every week on this live show, I pull a name. Every time I send out an email newsletter, I pull a name. So you got to be there. You can win as many times as your name comes up. I close my eyes, point my fingers at this revolving thing, and that's how it works. Okay, website, godisalwayshappy.com, godisalwayshappy.com. The winner this week is Rachel Fontana, F-O-N-T-A-N-A, Rachel Fontana. You get a free 10 minutes with me on the phone. This offer is valid through May 30th, 2011. After that, null and void. Okay, I want to tell you about my art mojos, artmojos.com. You know, last week I told you I'd done 4 new light switches. Well, I did 5. I did actually 8. 3 of them disappeared. I gave them away at my party. So I had 5 left. I put them on the Art Mojo site. Then I went to my Facebook site and said, hey, I just put them up. If you want them, you better go look now. They were gone in minutes. Minutes! I can't believe this. You guys are going to have me painting light switches all the time. What I do with the light switches, I paint, hopefully, a very pretty painting on it, put a lot of mojo energy into it, and every time you flick on the lights, you flick on good mojo energy. So you might want to go to my site, artmojos.com. You might want to keep up with it too, because I put new ones up there all the time. And I've also got another thing I'm working on, another idea. Actually, I don't have time to tell you about the new idea. I want to read you this mojo result that I sent out last week. Then I'm going to send you a mojo before we run out of time here. Remember last week there was a lady in the chat room and she was grieving and she asked if I could throw out a grief mojo. Well, here's what I did that for everybody. Here's what I got. Thank you so much for the grief mojo you tossed out to me and all the listeners to your show on Tuesday. It had an amazing effect. Over here in the UK, we are 8 hours ahead of you, so I listened to your show from 9 to 10 p.m. By the time I went to bed, my chest felt much looser, and by the next morning, the grief had gone, and I was able to get up and go to work feeling a lot more lively than I had the 2 days before. My 86-year-old mom, Margaret, is in hospital. She goes on to explain, and that's why she was grieving. She said, "So when I feel that tightness in my chest again, I'll listen to the archive of your show, which should help. Perhaps you could craft a grief mojo for sale on your website when you are adding to them. I'd certainly buy one. With many thanks and best wishes, Heather." That show was the last week's show. What was that? May 17th, 2011, I'm guessing there. So, yeah, I'm working on more mojos to do as MP3s. You can find 8 of them on my site now, GodIsAlwaysHappy.com. I've got 4 I've written, pulled together. I have to tape them, get the studio to produce them. You know, I have my rock star friend who does that for me. So, running out of time. I cannot believe this. I have a ton of stuff left to say. I thought I wasn't a talker. Ha ha ha! I bet you disagree with that. All right, so I'm looking at all of you out there. I've been watching the chat room as best I can. So, looking at the chat room, for all of you out there, and all of you listening to the show, it works just as well in archives. Let's see, what do we want to bring through today? I'm talking to the beings. What do we want to do for everybody out there today? Wow, all of you in the chat room, you just feel so good-hearted, so good-minded. Goodwill. I feel a lot of goodwill coming off you. It's just palpable. It's coming toward me. I'm just sucking it up. I'm just so loving it. So I think what I'm going to do is taking what I'm getting from you. Also going to talk to the beings here. And I'm saying, well, I'm feeling we should put out the feeling of goodwill toward man and beast, toward every sentient being, and that includes trees, rocks, and everything. I think everything is alive with God. So we're going to bring that through. And what this should do for you is make you feel better, really good, uplifted, kind of like what I did for my brother today. It must be the day, the goodwill day. Although if you've heard me before, you know I always think you should keep goodwill in your heart and your mind. All right, it helps you and everybody else. Here it comes. Goodwill, 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 mojo, mojo, bam, bam, bam. Oh, that tickled. Woo! There's some energy at the end here that went up like rickrack. Woo! Sometimes that happens. Woo! Oh, they're still doing more. Hang on. Woo! It's that. That went around all of you like a glass garden ball. You seen those beautiful fairy balls out in the gardens of all different colors? This was pure, a sparkling energy with a tinge of blue to it. And it's for peace of mind, goodwill toward all, including yourself. Right? Including yourself. Okay. Chat room. Anybody feel it? Yes. Okay. I feel it too. All right. Thank you. All right, I think we've got 2 minutes left. All right, let's see, what have I got that takes 2 minutes? Why don't we end with a little fun here? A little more fun? Yeah, they feel it in the chat room. I hope you're all feeling it. Even if you don't feel it, they still work. I have some more epitaphs. You know, I love to read tombstones. And a friend of mine, Susie, sent me these. I've read some before. You've heard this one, "The best is yet to come." That's on Frank Sinatra's tombstone. And this is John Quincy Adams, 1767 to 1848. "This is the last of earth. I am content." Alexander the Great has on his, "A tomb now suffices him for whom the world was not enough." Somebody named Quarnyarn Belfing, 1930 to 2004, I don't know who that is, said, "Well, this was fun. Let's do it again sometime." Very cool. I think we've got time for one more. Oh, Billy the Kid. Remember we had Billy the Kid a couple of weeks ago talk to us. That was so cool. Find that in the archives. A very cool reading. On his tombstone it says, "Truth and History, 21 Men, The Boy Bandit King, He died as he lived. William H. Bonney, Billy the Kid. Billy the Kid. Well, that is odd, but we found out more things about Billy than history knows, right? I like Billy, and he said it wasn't 21 men. And as you know, he only did what he had to do and knew to do because he didn't have a family or a mother. Okay, time to go. I love being with you as usual. Next time, we should have everything up, and I'll speak to you in person. Venus Andrecht with the Dear Venus Show.